Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
Great point.
Yeah, thank you.
Brad Thompson joins us right now via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. BT, we miss you, bud. How are you?
Fellas, I've been missing you also. You guys having a great show. I know I was listening as I was driving into the Bally Sports Studios. I heard Danny Mac shot at me, so yeah. I figured I better make sure that I make an appearance today.
We can't have a great show because you're not here. So that's just how
that
works.
No, that's a lie.
No, it's not.
That is a lie. By the way, real quick, I do have a tiny bit of clarity when it comes to the Adam Wainwright situation.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow. What you got, kid?
Yeah. So, Silty did address the media, and while he can't really get into specifics, obviously, with laws that are out there, he did say, and obviously Adam Wainwright told him it was okay to say, that Waino did, in fact, receive the vaccination with the club. As you guys remember, in spring training, Waino said, hey, if that means having a steak dinner with my buddies, yeah, I'm in, I'm going to do it. He did receive it, yet someone in his house tested positive. His tests have come back clear, but due to contact tracing, the way that they got it right now, they're holding him out this weekend at the very least. And the hope is that he's going to be able to come back against the Mets, hopefully the first game of that series. But he did receive the vaccination, but with contact tracing, that's kind of what's holding him back.
That makes sense. Okay. CPT, you just bring the absolute knowledge.
Insider right there.
I wish next time you go, I think I could bring a little clarity to the whole Pam. I think I can help with the whole Pam thing.
The what?
It's two M's.
It's two M's. That's right. Step Brothers. Come on, Jamie.
What?
I think I can help with the whole Pam thing. No. Okay. You're blanking with me, Jamie.
I threw a hook in the water, Anthony,
that's fun.
And you nibbled.
No, I appreciate it. Hey,
appreciate
BT, are you absolutely jacked out of your mind because Harrison Bader's coming back?
Oh.
You know what, boys?
Oh, boy.
I'm pumped up. Here's why. I want some continuity in my outfield. I want to see the outfield that the Cardinals envisioned at the beginning of the season to be out there, and that's what we're going to get. Left to right, you got O'Neill, Bader, and Dylan Carlson. We know how solid Carlson has been since coming off of the IL. Tyler O'Neill has looked really good, showing he could drive the ball the other way. And Harrison Bader, look, he's batting eighth, okay? He's batting eighth in the lineup today. If he provides stellar defense, I'm not expecting him to come off the IL and just go 4-for-4. Now, if he does, that would be fantastic. But I'm excited to see him out there again and get the reps. I want to see the outfield that they expected to have. And it's going to be different. I think that there will be an easing into it. JT Brubaker, by the way, the starter for the Pirates, he got a nasty slider. Like, this thing's really good. So Harrison's going to end up getting tested a little bit early and often. I got a feeling he's going to be throwing Mr. Slippy a lot. So we'll see. We'll see how he handles it. But in a small sample size last year, guys, he hit the ball harder. Anthony, you always preach about the ISO. His ISO was good, you know. He's hitting for some power, so... We'll see what it looks like with Harrison, but I'm just glad the group's getting healthier, starting to get back together. I know it's a weird thing to say with two guys heading on the IL, one being Adam Wainwright on the COVID IL due to the contact tracing, and the other one being Andrew Miller. But the group's getting closer and closer to where they should be.
BT, what can we make of – and look, I've learned different injuries for different sports and different positions, and I used to think a blister on a pitcher's hand was – irrelevant. I've learned that it's not, and it can be a big problem, and I respect it. I'm wondering how problematic can a blister on a toe be for a pitcher, and how long should we expect Andrew Miller to be out?
Well, know this. The blister on the finger is just as bad as taking a slap shot to the face. There is no denying it. There's no debating it. It's the same exact thing. Let's not dig into that. We all know it's the same thing. When it comes to the toe, if you've got a blister on your toe, I would think it would be a shorter stint on an IL, but who knows? Maybe there are some other issues that are there as well. But what it would cause is it would limit your ability to be able to push off the rubber, to be able to actually, like, drive down the mound. You'd probably be using a little bit more arm, so you'd see the velocity lack, you'd see the accuracy lack. there as well. And it would be something to take care of for sure. And I know like little stuff like that sounds stupid, like a blister on the foot. I remember years back, it was Randy Flores, left-handed reliever, now the Cardinals, one of their assistant general managers and scouting director. He had, when he was pitching, I guess they called it a blister, but it was the whole bottom of his foot, like all the skin had totally like rubbed off. Like,
oh, yeah, I've seen that.
And he just, you know, I mean, it was disgusting. Mm. And it was, but he couldn't push off of it, right? Like it, and I think that his might have actually even been his land foot. Like, so every time he would land on it, it would slide, you know? And it just, it wasn't a pretty thing. So think about pitching, right? Think about the kinetic chain from the ground up. You got to be strong. If you've got something affecting the ground, well, that's not going to help you out. So maybe a little stint on the IL might be a good thing overall for Miller.
Yeah, and all things being considered fair here, there's guys that get blisters in hockey, too, inside the skate, and you can barely skate because it's rubbing in a bad way. You can't get any power off and things like that. So I understand how the injury, as much as people can look at it and go, ah, it's just a blister, I understand how problematic that could be for a pitcher specifically. BT, yep. The one thing I wanted to circle back with Harrison Bader before we skip off to another topic here is what should be the expectations from Cardinals fans for Harrison Bader? Because I put it out there earlier on the text line. You know our text line's fantastic. And it lit up like a Christmas tree with people that were on both sides of the aisle for this one here. But, you know, I said, let's give him some time. Let's give him a chance here to get acclimated. He's plus-plus defense, unbelievable guy. But what should our expectations be for Harrison Bader in the batter's box for the next couple weeks?
Yeah, and I know that the qualifier at the end is in the batter's box. I will start it with, like, my first expectation, though, is just you play good defense. Like, this outfield defense, to put it lightly, it sucked. It has not been good. It hasn't been up to the par that it should be at. And Harrison Bader and the fact that he's a more veteran player, he'll command that outfield, right? Like, you'll see him barking at people in center field, and he'll have everybody where they need to be. They'll have communication. But I believe with Harrison Bader out there in center, you're not going to see the ball drop between two guys that one guy thinks that they're going to have it. I think Harrison will end up taking control in that situation. When it comes to the bat, here's what I want. And this is simple, but it's not so simple when you're standing in the box. I want to see the ball in play from Harrison Bader. Because Harrison, one of his biggest weapons, I know he's got some power, and he's got the sneaky pop. He'll go to Big Mac Land. He'll put the ball off of Fred Bird's painting every once in a while. Okay? And it's great to see. But I want to see him use his legs. Like, get the ball in play and run. Like, just be a factor out there. You don't have to drive the ball all over the yard. I want to see him recognize the slider, be able to lay off it, be able to drive it the other direction. But overall, hey, just utilize the skill set that you have. And if he's able to do that, he's going to be okay. And remember, he's batting eighth. And this Cardinals offense, like, they're rolling a little bit, okay? If things work the way that they should throughout this lineup, it should be a non-factor. We shouldn't complain about our eight-hole hitter not hitting 300 or whatever it is. I just want him to figure out ways to get on base.
Brad Thompson's going to be on the call tonight alongside Dan McLaughlin for Bally Sports Midwest. He'll be back with us on Monday here in the Fast Lane. BT, you were right about Trey Lance. I was right a month ago. I wish I would have stuck with my gut and not done the old flippy-floppy. But you were right. He goes to the 49ers. Third overall, my man.
Yeah, the weird thing is that we both flippy-floppy. Like, I owe you $20 for being right, don't I?
Yeah, it's weird. I told Jamie earlier, taking his money doesn't feel as good as it should.
Yeah, it's dirty, but I'll pay you. But that is the thing, and I know you guys spend plenty of time talking about this and breaking it down. It never made sense to trade up for Mac Jones.
Right.
I think that Mac Jones makes plenty of sense with the Patriots. That part of it works. But here's the thing that I'm most upset about, Anthony, and this is for you. Put me for about 10% of why you would be angry. Your bet didn't hit.
What the hell?
And then that means my bet didn't hit, and neither of us are going to be able to take extra days off of work and just go play with our free cash.
Right. I had the whole family on it last night, BT. I had Madeline and Killian and Kristen yelling at the TV, Trevor Lawrence. And then I'm like, all right, Zach Wilson. I'm like, no, this is the big one. We got two here. This is true. We need to hear Mac Jones. And when it was Trey Lance, nobody talked to each other the rest of the night. It was tough.
Well, because the kids aren't going to college.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly. Yeah.
It's tough, but you know what? Extra motivation for them to get scholarships.
That's true. Hey, be good in school. Maybe volunteer a lot. If you could pick up a sport, that would be great.
Yes.
Maddie should get into golf. I think there's a lot of women's golf scholarships they can use. I think that's a big one.
Yep.
And I think that Killian's gonna be a football player. I mean, that guy's already running through your washing machine, isn't he? Like, he doesn't put the head to anything.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's tackled the oven a couple of times. And it may or may not have been hot. I mean, he don't care.
Doesn't matter.
He's going through.
He's not a spot picker.
Exactly. Everybody's going to get it in that. Every appliance is going to get in that house. BT, you the man. We appreciate it. We love you. We miss you. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Boys, sounds good. You have a great rest of the show, and I'll see you Monday.
All right, buddy.